It's Tim Seymour, portfolio manager of the Amplify Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS. Your ticket to investing in the exciting high-growth cannabis sector, and this is the Cannabis Weekly, where we focus investors in on the news, moving the sector, our approach to investing across it. Our ETF CNBS is an active ETF strategy where we focus on what we believe are key themes, sector trends, where investors should want long-term thematic exposure to cannabis markets as they grow and evolve. And being active means we're able to invest in real time around these developments rather than waiting for rebalancing. I'm Tim Seymour. I've been investing in the cannabis sector from early stages. I combine that with my experience as a portfolio manager and one who has invested in emerging markets and new stage asset classes. And that's what we have in cannabis. And as we look at the week for May 16th, let's recap the week that was in terms of price action. A crazy week in terms of global markets. And as we always point out, cannabis will take its cue with a higher beta off of the global markets. It's one of the reasons why the underperformance of cannabis, even when U.S. and tech and you know, high risk and high beta asset classes rallied to all-time highs in 2021 and cannabis was selling off, posed a real negative overhang. And one that's followed through here is cannabis has really underperformed to the downside. But let's talk about those quick week-over-week numbers. Actually, cannabis rallied intraday as global markets did. Thursday, Friday, it actually rallied, you know, anywhere from 8 to 12% in terms of some of the bigger names over those last couple days. And some of that strength is carried into this week as we talk and look at prices on Monday. 5-day moves across the sector. You look at a GTI up 6.5. You look at Curaleaf up 5.8. You look at a Verano down 1.6. TerrAscend down 2.5. Gives you a smattering of some of the big multi-state vertically integrated players. Weedmaps up 11.5%, GrowGen up 1.6%, and then a couple of the debt names and some of the more, call them fixed income type investments, and AFC Gamma up 12%. Some of those less liquid and move around, frankly, more on less news. As we look at the key themes that I think have affected prices over the last week, and as we look forward, we're still in the middle of Q1 earnings season, more sequential declines, better sales trends in March, however, and that seems to be what companies are telling us as they break those numbers down. If we look at year-over-year sales trends for March, they're up about 10%, which is a good sign because the previous few months have had declines even on a year-over-year basis, not even just the sequential dynamics. Free cash flow from operations are better, but we encourage investors to look at those numbers free of all taxes payable, which may be where you are seeing some companies actually add to those payable numbers. So it doesn't really mean that they are free cash flow generative. And that's something that I think is the big issue or one of the bigger issues for the sector. Reductions in EBITDA, we still believe, are probably most of the decline in equity values year to date. I think the rest are around multiple declines as we have seen in broader markets. So what are stocks worth when interest rates go higher and in a negative headwind also with both the Fed and inflation? And those are issues that I think are not the biggest part of the pullback in cannabis. And I would argue, again, the margin pressure is bigger, I think, for the sector than even the federal pressure. Let's talk about some macro here and a very important announcement out of California, or at least an indication that there could be some change in California's cultivation tax. Removing the tax, lessening the tax, we're not sure. It would be massively positive for clearly the largest market in cannabis that also has clearly the largest illicit market in cannabis, where cultivators and there's many, many licenses, too many cultivation licenses in California. But if you're an illicit grower, you have the ability to not be in the burden of a tax regime that's made it almost impossible for anybody to be successful. So let's keep an eye on that. That would probably trickle all the way through to distribution and retail. Let's follow that news flow. In Florida, Miami dropping opposition to dispensaries within the city limits. This has been a big deal in Florida for years, obviously the biggest market. And so let's see where that goes, but also some pretty good news for, you know, arguably the second or third most important state in the cannabis world. Let's talk about the dynamics around a couple of the key companies. We have some headlines for Cresco Labs. Remember, their announced merger with Columbia Care is going through a review process. They've announced that the expiration of the HSR waiting period is over. Again, this is, call it, the federal anti-monopoly review. We don't think there's going to be issues there. We don't think that this deal gets held up. We do think it's going to take some time, and we continue to watch that. Obviously, there are some divestitures of overlap in assets and in licenses that are going to go on here, and in a difficult environment, that might be where most of the pressure comes in this deal. We'll continue to watch that. For CMBS, again, talk about that intraday move on Thursday and the bounce, probably close to 11% off of those lows as we speak today, but a 20 bip rally on a 5-day, reasonably strong in terms of the performance of, as mentioned, the U.S. players. Some of the Canadians have underperformed. As we remind investors, six of the top seven positions in our portfolio are U.S. multi-state operators, and clearly where we believe the greatest opportunities are. We do have on a relative basis, a higher amount of cash and also cash plus debt-focused or debt-like securities on the balance sheet, which we believe would allow us to be more aggressive deploying that into some of the higher beta, higher operational leverage companies as we started to get more comfortable about the environment. And we will continue to watch that. We are taking the view that cannabis, in terms of top-line growth and profitability, is expected to inflect as we get into the second half of the year. And we believe markets could begin to price that in over the next couple months. All of this subject to, as we say, what broader markets are going to do, but we're not investing week to week or month to month. We're investing in this sector over the long term. And I'm Tim Seymour, and this is the Cannabis Weekly for the week of May 16th. Have a great week.